Our first set of halachos from Daf Mem Aleph emerges from the lines towards the bottom of Mem Aleph on the base, about 10 lines from the bottom. Yayin Poiter Kol Minei Mashkim. Now, if one read the Gemara and simply the psak of the Rishonim, one may misinterpret this halacha. Again, the Gemara says that if one makes a bari pri hagafen, then one does not need to make a bracha on any other drinks. Parallel to the halacha, that anything that's b'metoch ha-suda, once you made a bracha on pas, which is the paradigm of suda, is also putter. So the paradigm of drink is wine, and wine exempts everything. However, one should know the following caveat. Number one, the Mishnah Brura in Simin Kuf Ayin Dalad Siv Gimel quotes the Taz that says that this is only applies to drinks that were in front of the person at the time that he made the bracha. Number two, there are some Rishonim. The Rajba is quoted by the Chaye Adam as having that position, that you have to drink the wine bikvius. In other words, that one of the primary purposes that you sat down to drink was to drink the wine. Then the wine is chashuv enough for one to be motzi. The Mishnah Brura in Kuf Ayin Dalet Gimel over there is not really choshesh v'shitas HaRashba, but should be there for the record. Number three, and this is something very important, it's raised by the Be'er Halacha in the beginning of Simin Kuf Ayin Dalet, and that is that if a person drinks only a little bit of wine, if he has a taste of wine, and he doesn't drink it revius, then in such a case, according to most, there is a day in the Be'er Halacha that doesn't follow this, but according to most, and this is how Rav Yashiv presented it in his Shiurim, this could be found in Shiurei Rav Yashiv, that one would not be poter, shar mashkim, by making a bari pri hagafen on a little bit of wine. Hence, number one, we should know the halacha that wine exempts other mashkin. On the other hand, we should know that there are three rules, two of them that are liba de hilchas. So number one, that the drinks have to be in front for it to be exempt. And number two, you have to have drunk a revir. Another interesting point that Rav Yashiv made in his shiurim is he held that this halacha, and this will be nafutz, common halacha l'maisa, that this halacha that yayin's poiter kol minei mashkim does not apply every time you make the bari pri hagafen. And that is, he felt that for grape juice, then the rule of yayin poiter kol minei mashkim would not apply. And he claimed that the Rishonim emphasized that the reason why yayin's poiter is because it's rosh l'chol minei mashkim and it's ikur mashkim. The Gemara on Lamed Hem Bei says that yayin is different than zayis, than oil, and it gets its own bracha because it's misameach. However, when it comes to grape juice, even though it's considered within the min of wine because it has the potential to ferment, and it still gets a bracha of bore pri hagafen, however, nevertheless, it doesn't have that level of chashivus, and it could very well be one cannot apply the rule Yayin Poter is Hamashkin, and therefore, as quoted in these Shiurim, Rav Yashiv suggested ultimately he sort of hedged his bets. He starts out going in that direction, and then he says that one should try to make a shahakol on something else and have in mind, because he had a suffix of Adipaskin, but he was noted towards the side that grape juice has a different status. Rav Ben Zion Cook, who was the substitute for Rav Yashiv Zatzal when he was sick, who put out the Shiurim of Rav Yashiv, adds a beautiful point and brings the two shitas together that we had mentioned in the Be'er Halacha with this point in regards to grape juice. Everybody agrees that when it comes to an individual who drinks wine less than a revius, that he makes a bari pri hagafen. Nevertheless, most poskim hold, and this is how we mentioned earlier, that we paskin, that if you drink less than a revius, it doesn't exempt other drinks. Why? Because there's something lacking in its chashivus. It's been accepted amongst the poskim that grape juice gets a bari pri hagafen. However, as evident from the fact that the Gemara says that Yayin is unique because it's Mesameach. Grape juice, okay, it's within the min, but clearly what makes Yayin Choshev is its feature Mesameach. The fact that it gets a Bar Priya Goffin is not enough to be Poter the Mashkin, and I'll prove it to you, says Rav Ben Zion Cook in the name of his friend, Rav Diskin. Because if you drink less than a Revius, then it doesn't exempt other drinks. Similarly, Rav Yashu's Talmidim follow this idea that grape juice, a Bore Priyagofen, will not exempt other drinks. Our first topic was in regards to Yayin exempting Mashke. Let's go to the other rule in the Gemara Mem Aleph base, and that is Pas exempting all other Ocha. Is this rule absolute? Every time a person has pas, and then as dvarim haboy machmas asud, of course our Gemara said things that are not normal to be eaten in the meal in such a case are not exempt in pas. However, those things that are normal definitely would be included. So let's see, for example, a vegetable salad, that is very normal to eat inside of the meal, and therefore you not make a bracha. A fruit salad, that depends whether that would be normal or not. But let's talk about a vegetable salad. It is important to note the shita of the Mishnah Brura, which Rav Chaim Kanievsky pointed out that is not so mukhrach from our Gemara, but nevertheless, it's the shita of the great Chafetz Chaim. In Simin Kufayin Zayin Sif Kotin Gimel, the Mishnah Brura writes, Misha ina chafetz lechol pas, va'ochel imenu rak, if you're washing only in order to no longer have to make a bracha, it could be washing so simply not to get out of making other brachos might not work at all, says the Mishnah Brura. The lo shaykh lo omer shame nitfal in the past. You cannot say that they're tafel to the past. Given shloya chavetz b'achilasa, you didn't really want to eat it. By the way, on Shabbos, so there the Torah wants you to eat it. So then, even if a person not so excited about eating bread in such a case, that would presumably be pate pas. Even if you're not so excited, the pas will exempt the other things. However, during the week, if it's lo yechavitz be'achilasa, says the Chavetz Chaim, we don't say it. The chashivus of the pas is related to its achila, as we spoke about in the previous segment, in regards to shtiyas yayin. That's number one. Number two, says the Mishnah Brura, the kol sheken kisha achal pas rak pachos mikizayis. And certainly, if you eat less than a kizayis of bread, then certainly it does not exempted. So therefore, Rabosai, according to the Mishnah Brura, what emerges is that when a person eats a su'uda and he eats pas, he should make sure that he has kezayis. The Mishnah Brura goes on, Valkein, Tov Yoser, Shivarech al Shazvar, Mabrocha Ruilem, Vayachol Paschal. If you're going to eat less than a kezayis, better not to drink it, at all. And then he adds, but on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if there's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis of pas, so then certainly everything is tafel. This, number one, are two important exceptions to the rule of hapas poter. The Chashuchei Chemet, Rav Zilberstein, asks a fascinating shaila which might or might not relate to these two points of the Mishnah Brura. Before we discuss his shaila, I should also mention that Rav Zilberstein, in the discussion, says that Rav Chaim Kanievsky is not, his brother-in-law, is not at all convinced that the Mishnah Brura is mukhrach from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that pas is poter. The Gemara doesn't give us the shear. The Gemara doesn't tell us how much. So therefore, one could say that it's simply the shivas of the bracha that exempts it. However, we saw that does not apply to yayin, and it could very well be. The Mishnah Brura's position is it doesn't apply to bread as well. Now to an interesting shaila, which is also often common. What happens if you have an individual who washed, and he intended to eat a kezayis of bread, and then what happened? His wife said, honey, I need you to watch the kids. Please finish up eating, and I need your help in 4 minutes. And then he's got other things in his meal. He's only got 4 minutes to go, and he's got his salad. He'd prefer his salad than eating the kezias of bread. Now he's got the following question. He hasn't eaten a kezias, and he doesn't have enough time to eat a kezias. Does he now make a bracha on the salad? Originally, he was planning to have a kezias of bread and then eat the salad without a bracha. But now, he's going to eat the salad without a kezias. What would the halacha be according to the Mishnah Berurah? So here, Rav Zilberstein leaves off with an open suffix. On the one hand, the Mishnah Berurah clearly says that you do need to make a borei pri adama. On the other hand, this is not exactly the same case as the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Mishnah Berurah was talking about a case of an individual who, in the beginning, when he made the bracha of Hamotzi, did not intend to have an achila chashuva. Hence, the bracha itself is not chashuv enough to exempt. However, where he intended to eat a kezias, he leaves open the question, maybe the halacha would be different. Sarach iun, ad kan bezer Hashem, the halacha topic from Daf Men Aleph, with the clear halacha, as well as the fascinating sveikos of today's poskim.